Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh shit, what's up motherfuckers? It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Wednesday show. It's the last time I have to come into the studio before our trip to Jamaica, man. Very excited. That's not true. We're doing pre-records all weekend for next week's shows. But regardless, the last time that I have to come in during the week, I'm very excited. We're bringing the entire crew to Jamaica on Monday for 5 days. And it's going to be fucking wild. 18 producers going.
Jesus, you have 18 girlfriends now?
Well, I have 18.
That's too many damn people. That's crazy.
Do you think about all the girls that I dated that didn't go to Jamaica? That must suck.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't think you took them
to like Poughkeepsie?
Yeah. You can watch me. You can come watch me open in Jersey City. This will be nice for you.
Yes. It's not good. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her, you love her, from the Great Hang Podcast. It's a podcast?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Micah Fox is here.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And also from that same podcast, Tim McLaughlin is here.
Yo, what up, motherfuckers?
Yay. Yeah, yeah. I'm kidding. Let's go.
Fuck yeah, thanks for having us. And I really appreciate you putting on my boyfriend. That's really nice of you.
Yeah, that's not why he's on. Oh. Are you guys dating?
I thought this was a nice little make-a-wish thing for me.
Yeah, no, first of all, he's fucking great. Yeah. Micah, fuck you. You're a girl. If he fucking Juana manned it, he'd be way past you. He's hilarious. But yeah. Because he's a white dude, he just fucking, you know, this is where he's at.
So why don't you transition already and fucking help us out?
Here's the thing. If I would have transitioned, I'd be making $1 million on fucking killing.
Are you solid at Jeopardy?
No, but the trans woman on Jeopardy is over $1 million.
There's a transgendered woman on Jeopardy right now?
Yeah, she's breaking the female record.
Yeah.
No.
She already broke the female record.
Yeah.
No way.
First woman
she's to be over $1 million. She got a man brain.
First woman to be over $1 million ever.
How have I not heard about this?
Because
it's about Jeopardy.
They're probably trying to protect her from hate crimes.
Doggy, can I please see this transgendered woman on Jeopardy who's crushing it right now? I love this.
By the way, if Tim transitioned, you would still be the benefiter of it, I feel like, because then you'd write articles about like what it's like to date a trans comedian.
Yeah.
And like that's the shit that would get traction. Like, I'm going to go home and eat my boyfriend's dick tonight.
His bussy.
Yeah.
Gaspard Ulili, the Caesar-winning French actor, has died at 37 after a ski accident.
I thought that's who we were looking at.
No. Yeah, that's Gerard Depardieu.
This is... that's the transgender. Can we hear her fucking
killing them too? Just up 30,000 on everybody every day.
You know who I'm proud of?
What is a labia, Alex?
No, really.
By the way, Liz, why don't I know about this? Because you think Alex Trebek is still hosting?
What? Who hosts it now?
They mix between
Maya Bialik and Ken Jennings.
And I'm so proud of them for getting her pronouns right every time. I feel like they're overdue. They're always like she.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, it sounds like an Asian grocery store.
Yeah, Maya Bialik, they get it right. She, Jew, Jew, she.
What's her name?
Or her fake name, Blossom.
Blossom, yes.
Yeah. Her fake
name. She pisses me off. I do not like fat celebrities. It makes me furious.
She's not that fat.
She's kind of chunky.
She's kind of chunky, but she's not.
She's not like full-fledged fat. She's like in between. She's like normal human fat.
Oh, you don't
You got to be a whale or you got to be a fucking TV person. Pick a lane.
So you don't want regular people on your television. No. You want them beautiful only. That's it.
Regular people shouldn't be on television. The idea of television is for special people. Whether good or bad, it's for special people.
I mean, they can be like in the background delivering a UPS box or something.
I still don't like that. Really? I don't like all of the... Look at this.
She's not fat. She's just in her 40s.
Yeah.
She's also just always been ugly, and I think that's what you're really responding to.
No, but she was ugly but in a weird... She was kind of hot when she was a child.
You think?
Kind of in a weird way.
No, I mean, she had her hot girlfriend Six, and somehow Mayim Bialik's character was dating the hot guy. It never made sense. They never explained it.
Well, her nose stunk and it always stunk. Yeah. Okay, but that.
I mean, look at this.
She was kind of cute.
Yeah, you're right. She is.
She was kind of cute when she was like, when I was a kid, I remember being like, oh, I'd fucking smash Blossom without a doubt.
Yeah, you still come to a big daisy petal on a hat.
Yeah, I liked it. But Six was kind of annoying. There's always a quirky friend. That was the Kimmy Gibbler character.
Yeah, she had an abusive home.
Very, very, yeah. That makes quirky people. It actually does.
It makes you very annoying.
If your father rapes you, you become an annoying cunt.
Yeah.
Is that too far?
Well, you think you're a real know-it-all after that happens.
No, but you have a lot of really boring Facebook posts, let's be honest.
Yeah, honestly. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get into all of this news. Lots of stuff happening. I want to figure out what this transgendered person, what their voice sounds like as well. Please pull that up. But let's do our plugs first, and then we'll get into all this.
Does she make another face?
No.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to play it?
No, wait until I have to grow up. It kind of does look like a celebrity mask from the Halloween store, but like one where they can't officially make it like Conan O'Brien. So it's like redheaded TV host.
Right.
Tim, what do you have to plug?
Friday and Saturday, I'm opening for Kelsey Cook at the Albany Funny Bone. Opening for a woman. I'm a hero, Lewis.
In life and in work.
Yeah. I'm opening for Kelsey Cook at the Albany Funny Bone, and you can listen to the Great Hang podcast with me and Micah. I get dragged on that by Micah every week, and then follow me on Instagram at hot_comic69, and if you're around in New York, show in the city at Beauty Bar at 9 p.m. on Sundays.
Love it. Micah.
You know, you're going to get dragged if you hang on my coattails.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Tonight I'm at the Brooklyn Comedy Club. Me and Mateo Lane are going to be roasting the second Twilight movie. I've never seen it. We just yell at the screen. It's going to be really fun.
Oh, nice.
Every Friday I've got my show at Cobra Club. It's called Live from Outer Space. It's a shitty bar show, but it's one of the best. Every Friday night at 9:30. And listen to Great Hang with me and Tim.
Love it. Love it. Longtime friend of Micah, former Guest Digital alum, crushed it at Skankfest. Loved hanging with you.
Thank you.
Good time. Zach Amico?
Check out my other shows here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Bye Guys, and Catalyst Wrestling. And I'll be on the road with Lois.
Yeah, this Friday, Saturday night, if you guys are watching live, you can come and check out me and Zach Amico. Guys, I'm hearing a news story in the background. You can check out me and Zach Amico at Hartford Funny Bone, Hartford Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut. Then next month, I will be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. And then also, I will be at Comics at Mohegan Sun. So grab tickets for all those shows and many more. LewisofSkanks.com. Lots of stuff coming up all throughout the spring and summer, going everywhere from Texas to California and everywhere in between. So make sure you guys grab those tickets and support this network. GasDigitalNetworks.com. Use the promo code RAP. That will give you a 7-day free trial to the premium service for Gas Digital. You don't have to subscribe to Gas Digital. Get the latest 20 episodes of every podcast right on the website, right for free. Latest 20 episodes, both in video and audio format. But if you guys want the entire on-demand library, plus instant access to all the shows as they happen, plus access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits, use that promo code. Keep the membership. Keep the premium membership. It's $8 a month. This is cheaper than some of these fucking Patreons out there. That's crazy. And there's 20 shows on the network, thousands of hours that you can't find anywhere else. Check out my brand new show, Yo MMA Rap, with myself and Dave Smith, the great Dave Smith, where we return to MMA broadcasting and we break down all the latest MMA stories in a hilarious way. And Skankfest South happened, and that was awesome. Yeah. You should know about Skankfest Vegas, because this is happening October 14th through 16th. This is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Fremont Street. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the craziest shit. The shit we have planned right now is already blowing last year out of the water. If you do not come to Skankfest Vegas, you're going to be missing out on some crazy shit. As always, every time we do Skankfest, it gets bigger and better. I know it sounds like I'm bullshitting, right? But if you've been to Skankfest, you know each year it's gotten bigger, it's gotten better. The fucking, the best comedians in the world, it's not even a debate. We're not even releasing the lineup until April 1st. That's when the general tickets go on sale. If you guys want pre-sale access, this is January 28th, Friday, January 28th, 12 p.m. Eastern, skankfest.net. Get your tickets at a discount. You'll be guaranteed admission. Plus, you get access to the kickoff party on Thursday night where we have, I mean, the shit we have planned for Thursday night, it might even blow out the entire weekend out of the water. So get your pre-sale tickets on January 28th, skankfest.net. Don't be a fucking fool. Don't wait. Grab them then. Okay.
Damn.
That's my plugs. I plugged, Doug. I know how to plug.
You're going to make a bunch of comedians go fucking bankrupt, Lewis. Taking them to Vegas, these degenerate motherfuckers.
It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a fucking problem.
Fucking 500 comedians sucking dick to get enough money to get home.
What's cool is Fremont Street is so trashy that we can find like dollar blackjack tables. Like that's what. Here's what I'm doing at Skankfest. I'm going to go to the trashiest casino after the shows at the end of the night, hammered.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just fucking gamble. I'm going to spend, we're all the programming's ending at midnight, so everyone go gamble afterwards, and we're going to just take over a casino floor.
That's awesome. That's gonna fucking be wild. Sick.
We're going to play fucking craps. We're going to fucking do all, think about how great, amazing.
Dude, I penny slot like a smoking Korean. I fucking love it.
You have the body for a penny slot.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Perfect.
Come for Skankfest Day because you can't leave.
Damn, what was the casino that was next to the Flamingo? It was the Irish casino. They had a midget that would run around on the bar and grab old women's heads and just pour booze into their mouth.
Hilarious.
And then he'd shake his balls on their chin.
I love it.
And me and my dad would sit there and just give him money to do it all day long. It was the greatest shit.
Vegas rules.
It's the best. I love it.
Yeah, it's legal weed. Prostitution, they turn a blind eye to. It's great.
They legalized weed there too?
Yeah.
It's done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. There's all the dispensaries are like crazy high quality. It's going to be really fun. So regardless, I'm more excited about Jamaica on Monday, Shannon. I had Shannon started looking up things. Shannon, where are we at right now with you and your Jamaican adventures?
So while on Friday, this percentage may be lower, as of today, I'm about 45%.
Where are you coming up with these percentages, Shannon? I feel like this is very
because I want to say a little less than half. I'm just waiting to see if my cousin says yes to my offer.
And what was your offer for your cousin?
I don't know if I want to say the amount of money, but it's like three times the amount I would normally pay him. But he has to do like a billion. But he has to do like a billion times more work to take care of a diabetic cat.
Yeah, take care of a diabetic cat. Why do you want to say the amount? Who cares?
I don't know. I feel like that's weird.
Why is that weird?
It's $600.
$600 to take care of a cat for a week.
I would do it. Tim
will do it.
I'll fucking do it. For
Shannon, Tim will do it. You got to go to Staten Island. You live in Shannon's probably very impeccable, clean apartment. And you could go through a panty drawer. Guaranteed.
Shannon, I will not go through your panty drawer because I'm not a weird, horny guy. But I would. I'll take great care of your cat. I don't give
Tim will take care of your cat, Shannon.
So you have to give him injections twice a day.
Heroin. Yeah.
You have to test his pee.
Okay.
You have to tape with your tongue.
Yes. That's all right. I already do that with our regular
cat. Tim, you're not going to kill Shannon's cat for $600.
All right, Shannon, fine. I won't do it.
No, do it, dude. No, listen to me. It needs insulin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Insulin injections. And it's a little prick. Shannon, can you show the insulin injection on because you have the video, right?
How pissed does your cat get?
Like, he doesn't. He's such a good boy.
He loves needles. Yeah. Cat's fucked up, dude.
He probably won't even wake up for it.
Lewis's mom reincarnated.
I was about to say, this cat sounds like all my dead friends.
Yeah. This cat fucking rules. He doesn't give a shit about needles. You give him a little fucking...
Damn.
It's a little tiny needle,
have
right,
you,
Shannon?
Have you
it's
done
small.
It?
No, she told me it's a little tiny needle that he didn't even flinch.
Yeah, wow. He's such a good boy. Because you have to like pull up like the scruff of their neck, like the loose skin, uh-huh. And then do it in there. And I guess it's just a little needle. And because the skin is away from like their body, and they just don't really.
Oh, I put my finger in its ass to distract it.
Ah, that's
you don't need to do that.
No,
you just pull the scruff
to distract it from when you're going to do it 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Well, my penis is in its mouth, right. So. Shannon, what about Tim? Now, if your cousin says no, because obviously you want your cousin, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because he's my cats family. Know him also.
But also, let's get real. Or are your cats going to freak out if Tim comes in the house? Probably not.
They'll
hide under the bed if someone comes in that they don't know.
Yeah. Our cat.
Okay,
our
cat that's safer. That's actually safer. Hiding under the bed. That you know where he is. You know he's cool.
But then he has to then like lift up my bed to get the cat out, put him through all this stress Tim's just to give him a needle.
I could do it. Wait, Actually, yeah. I'm not allowed to lift anything because of my nose surgery.
Did you really have nose surgery?
Yeah, I had nose surgery last week. Or like
on
a week
what?
And a half.
For what?
I got my septum fixed. And
I was going to say, you got the nose job?
I know, it's so crazy.
No way.
I know. He was my test subject.
Yeah.
I was like, let's see if this doctor's any good.
Yes. Micah goes,
your nose looks beautiful. I'm going to be honest.
Thank you very much. Micah goes, someone dispensable. And then they scraped out all the polyps in my, like, in the sinuses.
The polyps in your nose. Yeah. Why? From Coke?
No, from just being a weak man with allergies.
You also sound like. You look, he'll, is that a new thing? I don't, or is that always your voice?
I don't know, Micah.
What, are you talking about his like podunkiness or his, are you talking about how he sounds like a poor piece of trash?
Yeah, that almost. Is my regular voice.
I think it's just.
You're a little more in your nose than you were last time.
We you're talked. Like, hey, I'm Tim.
It's yeah, full well, of blood.
Yeah, it's full of blood and snot and it's gross. Yeah, I'm a little stuffed up.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
His nose, it smells so bad. It smells like the last day of like a woman's bathroom. Just like.
Yeah, it's real fucking
it's pussy like central.
Pennies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It smells like pennies in fucking Penn Station that a homeless guy was eating. It's fucking.
Wait, why'd disgusting. You have to get this again?
Because I couldn't breathe out of my nose. I haven't been able to breathe out of my nose for like 20 years.
And is there a reason for that?
Just, I got been punched in the face a bunch of times.
Really?
So my septum was really fucked up.
From being punched in the face?
Well, my. The doctor said it was the most fucked up septum he's ever seen, which I think he says to all the girls.
Yeah.
And then my allergies created all these polyps, so like no air gets in.
I don't know why. I don't know what a polyp is, but I'm imagining what I'm imagining inside of your nose
yeah.
are little pus-filled bubbles.
Right.
All throughout the inside of your nose.
Yeah.
Is that what a polyp is?
It kind of looks like a sea anemone inside of your nose. They're a little tiny. Because
you know
things.
What that is from all your trips to Jamaica.
Sea anemones. I don't know what anything is, but a polyp, I've heard polyps. Don't you imagine polyps being very like.
I picture them being growths.
Yeah.
I don't think they're pus filled. I think it's just tissue.
Yeah. Tissue. Okay.
There you go.
Nasal
You're
polyps.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's kind of what I look like, what I imagine. There's no pus, so you can pop them and.
No, I mean, they're way in there, too. Yuck.
Tim, but this is disgusting.
I'm sorry, man. You should have seen the thing that came out of it. If I was in Texas, I would have gotten arrested. It was fucking had a heartbeat. It was nasty.
Oh, jeez. So, Shannon, what is
it? In all fairness, I did that last time I was in Texas, too.
We're going
to. I fucking sneezed under the sink. I was like, yeah. I think I need that.
Yeah, it's like a. This thing has bones in it.
We're going to Jamaica on Monday, Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping you're coming. I got some Ambien for you because I know when you take Ambien, you get horny.
Oh, no, I just need it to literally sleep.
Well, you also, I know, if you keep Shannon up when she's on Ambien, she gets horny and starts making poor decisions, okay?
Whoa.
So that's my goal right now.
And
is
this
to,
is supposed to make me want to go to Jamaica.
Yeah. So I'm going
to
give her Ambien right when she's about to go to sleep. I'm going to come in with a fucking steel drum and I'm going to start just fucking. Like, wake up, baby. And then she's going to be all fucking like, she's under me. She's under me. Shannon.
So while I am closer to possibly going, did you hear about, though, the woman that is currently stuck in Jamaica?
What, there's a woman stuck in Jamaica? What a life. Well, you mean she gets to be in Jamaica more time?
I think she has to just stay in her hotel room because she's quarantined.
Oh.
What happened? She tested positive for COVID.
Yes.
Let's. What,
do you want to see like a news art, the news
yeah,
story?
Yeah, please. I want to see it. What is it?
Does she have to pay for that?
I don't know.
New at 5, the U.S. State Department putting out an advisory telling Americans not to travel to Jamaica.
Pause. Wait, what? The U.S. The,
oh, no.
Who did?
I don't know. I missed
who
it.
Was that? The U.S.
Advisory.
State Department?
The State Department. They don't know what? Shit, dude.
Oh, boy.
Specifically not to even travel to Jamaica.
Louis J.
You guys
Gomez.
Better pre-record a month's worth of shows.
Louis J. Gomez don't bow to no yeah. state fucking department.
Listen to Bill Bellamy's sister.
we're bringing podcast equipment, first of all. So that's okay. Go ahead.
Countries on the list. Now, they list COVID-19 as the reason why, and a local woman stuck in that country says she understands why.
She tells our Caitlin Ross she has been trying to leave the country for a full week, but can't get permission to fly out.
Pause it.
Today is Wednesday.
But wait, isn't that any country? Like, why is this specific to Jamaica? Because you're stuck in a third world country?
Oh, maybe the levels are higher there, so there's more of a chance of contracting it.
What are the levels? Go look at the levels of COVID right now in Jamaica, and it's fine, Shannon. Yeah, keep playing it.
No, just look at how slow the Jamaican people are at the fucking testing center here. Imagine if they have home turf advantage.
Also, why did the news make this graphic? Look at the shit. It doesn't even fit the screen, the fake cell phone.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
We had a fake FaceTime in to us so that we can look cool for no one.
What is the point of this?
Also, it's outside of the picture. Oh. Do you see it? The frame goes outside
of the
frame.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The frame is completely so off. This is like produced by Dylan.
Okay. Doing another antigen test.
Lauren Seff posted a video of herself taking a rapid COVID test on Facebook today because she wants to be clear. She does not think she has the virus.
Oh, she went way deep. She really wants to get the fuck out. She's like, look how fucking deep it is.
We can resort on January 3rd.
By the way, me and Kim, the first resort we ever went to in Jamaica together was Bahia Prince Bay in Jamaica. This exact resort.
Wow.
I can show you that, a picture of me and her standing in front of that sculpture.
You can see her tear puddle.
Yeah. I can show you a door with a hole punched in it.
Memories.
Didn't plan to come home on the 6th.
It's also not that nice.
No shit, you guys stayed there.
It was nice, but they make the picture.
And
it
then
look
you
like,
guys visited, and now it's all fucked.
Yeah, we actually brought the property value down. No, that place was like a fucking catfish. It looks great in the videos and the pictures. You're like, this is like some fucking 5-star shit. And then you get in, and the fucking rugs are all stained. The elevators are rusty.
Is that why you took Kim there?
Everything's a little bit yellow.
Resort before leaving on the 5th and was told her test came back positive.
I've already quarantined for 5 days. I completely understand if I got a positive test quarantining
it's kinda
for
hot.
5 days. I get it. But now you've got to wait another 5 days.
Pause. She says nothing makes Lewis's dick harder than a white woman complaining.
Oh, I thought you meant a white woman trapped in a hotel room.
Well, there's nowhere she can go.
A white woman with a bone to pick. How can I ruin my life more?
Pick my bone, baby.
This is not good for Jamaican travel. I'll tell you right now.
No.
If I wasn't a psychopath, I was like, maybe we should postpone the trip. But we're not. That's definitely not happening. We're going on Monday. Fuck you. Fuck everyone. Okay? But this is not good for, Jamaican travel. People are, look at Dylan. Dylan's thinking about not going. Are you not going to come to Jamaica, you pussy? You're not coming. Wait, what? You don't think so? Good. Stay. I don't want you to come. Paco, you still coming? Paco's still coming.
Are you paying for them to go?
Natalie, yeah.
And they, what the hell?
Dylan, Natalie, go.
I don't understand what that means. You can't afford a free trip? What?
I don't know what he's saying.
All right.
Natalie, are you coming still?
Yeah, I'm not going to have COVID. I just had it.
Really, if you haven't had COVID, you should be a little more concerned. I don't know when the last time I had COVID is, but my son just had COVID.
Yeah.
There's fucking... Yeah,
Micah just had COVID.
I just had it. I'm walking around like a free spirit, just like high-fiving
my
people's tongues.
My fucking ass
I
don't still hasn't gotten
you
it.
You still haven't gotten it. No. You probably...
Well, you guys really don't love each other.
No. You can't get it mouth to ass, I guess.
Shannon.
Refused to show her the test, and by Jamaican law, she had to take a PCR test that the resort told her was also positive, but again would not show her right away. They moved her to a room without internet or air conditioning, and she says they did not give her food or water for the first 2 days.
Oh my God.
They moved her to the janitor's closet where she has to fucking suck her way out of the fucking resort. Lewis comes in with his little drum.
At risk. All we want to do is just go home.
She's been there for 7 days now and will have to stay until at least Sunday. But she says other American citizens quarantining with her are in worse shape.
Last night, a girl in here had 4 seizures because she doesn't have her medication.
4 seizures.
I say that's a much nicer hotel, the 4 seizures.
Hell yeah, Zach. The 4 seizures.
Can I touch you? It's scary. You guys, it's very scary.
She posted a video of what happened because she wants everyone to see how bad the conditions are there.
I would highly, highly recommend you reconsidering your travel here. Wow.
So Lauren is hoping again.
She's like, so what type of idiot would go to Jamaica? Back to you, Chuck.
Thank God for Gas Digital's influx of money into the Jamaican culture this week.
I mean, that could a worse news story come out days before we're traveling to Jamaica? I mean, there's nothing.
We all three of us were like, yeah, probably.
Is there any other things where people are being like, is there anybody defending travel to Jamaica right now? Is there some Jamaican guy being like, no, man, it's cool, we swear.
But wait, that's just the one hotel fucking them over, right? It's not like, or is this rampant?
So I think the law is like, we have a company that comes to the resort or to the, we have villas. We're not going to the resort. We're not trash. But we have a company that will come to the villas and do our tests the day before we leave or 2 days before we leave. And they give us our results there. I think if you get a positive antigen result, you have to take a PCR. That's what happened. I think she had a positive antigen test.
Yeah.
Then you have to take a PCR. And then she's like, then they wouldn't show me my results. It's like, well, no, first of all, lady, you're positive.
Yeah.
They're not lying. They don't want to keep a fucking entitled white bitch in a closet.
Yeah, it's just too much hassle. Would they want to hear you fucking complain to them?
Yeah, this is, I mean, terrible optics. You're on the news. This resort specifically is on the news saying they're kidnapping an American.
I assumed it was because they wanted her to continue paying for the hotel room. But if she's not in that room anymore, then yeah.
Right. It sounds like they give her some free shit that they throw fucking trash into.
Yeah. I mean, but I would simply... Do they legally, do they have to keep you on the resort, or can I say I'm going to go rent an Airbnb with a pool and just chill?
You're the Jamaica expert. I don't know. You don't know the laws.
I'm going to have to call our travel agent because these are some concerns that I have. Because look, I don't give a shit if I came back positive for COVID and I had to stay another 2 weeks in Jamaica. Literally, the only thing I would give a shit about is having my own place and not like I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd literally fly my son down. I'd be like, all right, we're taking a vacation right now, and fly a couple family members down. That'd be that.
Give them all COVID.
Get them all trapped here in Jamaica.
The Gomez family goes to Jamaica.
What if we just keep on giving each other COVID? We never get to come back.
That's the dream, baby.
What's the weather next week, Shannon, in Ocho Rios? Please. Shannon, look at this. Oh, she highlighted the partly cloudy like a dick. Dickhead, it always says...
I highlighted the first day we're going to be there.
It says rain every day, by the way. Where it says scattered thunderstorms the week after we're going to be there? That is like, for like 6 minutes a day, there's like a little thunderstorm, and it's nice. It's refreshing. And you're like, oh, cool, let's go back in the sun. It's fucking incredible. But yeah, our whole week, it's sunny in 84, Shannon. Sunny in 84.
Damn.
I'll take Dylan's spot. What does he do?
Micah.
I want to fucking get out.
Dylan, you're really going to bail? Come the fuck here.
You guys did a good job soundproofing the studio.
Yeah, he was
God damn.
No, we Dylan-proofed the studio, and we could hear everybody else.
I just never had COVID, and this seems sketchy. I'm definitely still probably going to go. I just never had COVID, so I'm definitely going to be the one that's going to get it.
I don't think so. Here's what I think we should do. I think I had some lofty plans about going to the Blue Hole and going cliff diving. And I had some other lofty plans about going to Dunn River Falls and going climbing waterfalls. Maybe we should just bail on all the things where we're going out with other people.
I'm down to just stay at the house and get fucked up and do drugs. No.
Yeah, all you guys are doing is getting there on a tube full of people and recycled air.
Well, no, you have to. Everyone's being tested on the way out. You know, it's a, you know. Listen to me. The whole pandemic... I have traveled, I've had sex with strangers, I've gone to public places, I've eaten restaurants.
I've gotten COVID 20 times.
I've coughed on airplanes.
I've killed grandparents. Yeah. I've been completely careless this entire time, and I'm here still. So, and my 85-year-old aunt is here still.
That's pretty impressive. I've been pretty careless and just haven't gotten it.
Yeah. All right, guys, really quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our great sponsors, which is Yo Delta, yodelta.com, from the makers of Yo Kratom. They make incredible Delta 8 THC products, including gummies and vapes, that get you super, super stoned.
Absolutely. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research. We love it. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And it gets you high. And at YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But I will tell you now, Delta 8 works.
It does.
These products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah. Buy an adult over the age of 21 years old. It ships right to your house. It's already cheaper than regular weed. It's legal. And we give you a discount. If you go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your order. It's already super cheap and affordable. Go there. Save another 25%. Why not? YoDelta.com. Okay. Where were we?
I think I'm invincible, possibly.
I think you're invisible to Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
Who said that? Who's talking?
So, yeah, I mean, look, maybe we'll talk about it off the show. It's fine. We're going to figure it out. look, if we get stuck in Jamaica, it will be the funniest way for this to end. When I say this to end, I mean the company, because we'll fall apart. We only have maybe 2 weeks of not running a company before we're done.
It will be the funniest episode of Gas Journals.
And you guys know that there's all these great hang episodes you can listen to once you run out of gas shows.
Damn, good job, Micah.
I would have to pay my cousin thousands of dollars afterwards.
Shannon, at that point, you let the cat die.
No.
We're stuck in Jamaica.
How old is this cat?
It's crazy the way 14. She is. 14 years old. Shannon.
It's not that old.
That's old.
It's not that old.
How old is, what is it? Like, you know, 7 years?
Like 18 to 20 cats are living too these days.
But isn't like 8 elderly?
No.
Yeah.
They say 10 is geriatric.
That's what I meant. Geriatric.
Our cat is 9. Micah will let you know that 10 is old for a cat.
10 is geriatric.
Because she's 8 right now and everyone's like, oh my God, that's so old. I'm like, God, fuck. She's going to live old for most of her life then.
Shannon, your cat's old as fuck.
No,
your cat's
not.
An old lady.
They're fine. They play. They run around. They don't act. They're not old cats.
Yeah, but think about how much they'd be playing if they weren't all old.
They're not old.
Shannon, 14 is old for a cat.
It's not.
Google, is 14 old for a cat right now? I don't want to see the first result that comes up.
I feel like that works for anything. Imagine how much you'd be playing if you were younger now than you are.
I'm just, go ahead, you can share it.
Go ahead, share it.
It's
share
the first
it.
Thing that came up.
Elderly cats. In recent years, feline ages and life stages have been redefined. Cats are considered to be elderly once they reach 11, with senior cats defined as those aged between 11 and 14, and super senior, which is your cat's going into super seniorness.
It says a 16-year-old cat would be the equivalent of an 80-year-old human, and 80-year-old humans do just fine today.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What's the average life expectancy? Life expectancy for
dude,
a cat.
I'm over.
I know. I guess there are refrigerated trucks full of healthy adults.
Dude, I'm over in fucking Thompson Square Park watching these fucking 80-year-olds grinding away, fucking kick flipping, just playing with each other, having a nice time.
They're 80. Good, Shannon. What's the average life expectancy? Good, Shannon. Oh, dead. That's how well they're doing, Shannon.
But the
average 80-year-old, the average. No, they're dying.
No,
they're dying.
Yeah, that's
the average 80-year-old is dead, Shannon.
But the ones that are alive are doing great.
That's
in life.
A fact.
They're not on their way to dying. They're either they've already kicked it or they're thriving.
Great. Yes, thank you, Micah.
Crazy. You're a crazy person. This cat. I literally have half a mind to kill your cat.
No.
You are like every
You have half
bad
a mind
boyfriend.
About anything.
I have half a mind.
Guys are always killing girlfriends' cats. It's like, I've heard that about 5 different people already.
No.
Like, yeah, like this girl, Katie Olsen, Rebecca Trent had her cat killed by
but
an ex-boyfriend.
Wasn't that, I remember that story from Rebecca.
Have a sick cat, the person's taking care of it, they think they're the nice guy for putting it out of its misery, and then they just fucking kill it.
Is that what happened, right? It was a comic.
Tim
something. Warner.
Yes. Now he's going to come for us.
You remember this?
Oh,
yes, because he told the story on my show 100 years ago, and I totally forgot it until this second.
What happened? I don't remember exactly. It wasn't exactly him killing your cat. It was like this cat was dead.
Yeah, it was very sick, and I think he put it down because he was watching it while she was away.
That's
I think
hilarious.
Is what happened.
That's literally what your cousin should do to this cat. Yeah.
Like, by put it down, like, did he take it to be put down?
I think so.
Or did he, like, put a pillow on it?
No, he fucking dragged it outside and left it in a ditch and crawled its way.
I think that's true. I think that's
what happened. Yes.
He told her
it died, and then like a week later, it's like.
I think that is actually.
It zombie crawled back to her.
The ground's gone sour. Sometimes dead is better. Fixed cat don't tend to wander.
What is?
I'll do the whole movie. It's Pet Sematary. I'll do the whole fucking movie.
God damn, we don't bear cats around there no more.
It's your cat now.
Jesus, just fucking, just claw marks. She just sees claw marks. Oh, if I did that, Micah would stab me through the head. Oh, I would die.
Another, so Katie Olsen had her cat killed by her boyfriend, and he put it in the freezer so that way she could decide what to do with it. And she opens the freezer, and there are claw marks on the inside of
no,
the ice.
No,
yeah.
No. Oh my God. The cat wasn't dead.
So this is a message. You cannot kill your girlfriend's cat and put it out of its misery because it will rat on you.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Damn, when a cat turns to a rat, the worst day in the history of mankind.
What's the worst thing a boyfriend's ever done to you, Micah? In terms of like crazy shit like that.
Oh, no.
And by the way, don't name names. We don't cancel men on this show.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Relax. I'm actually going to edit out Tim Warner because I feel like some people take that the wrong way.
It's no one's done anything like that. It's mostly been like psychological bullshit. Like, you know, like if you leave me alone, I'll kill myself. Shit like that. You know.
Oh, you mean they loved you?
Yeah.
Or like blocked the exit so I couldn't leave. You know, like shit, scary shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he Puerto Rican?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was Puerto Rican.
So Puerto Rican show love.
Puerto Rican male feminist. The worst kind.
Okay, yeah, you can't, yeah. We're going to kill ourselves. You can't leave. We're going to kill ourselves. If you get through my wall block, I'm going to kill myself.
This guy was fucked up because he thought he was a feminist, though. I'm like, you can't be a feminist and block an exit, man. Mm.
Can I have a black coffee, Paco? Thank you. Black.
At least you don't frame yourself as a feminist.
No, I don't. And have I blocked the door? Not in a while.
There's no way you have. Not a while.
I'm growing. I've been going to therapy. I'm getting better.
You're not kidnapping her. You're just letting her know she can't leave unless she physically moves you out of the way.
Right.
And how could she possibly do that? She's a woman.
That's true. It's not kidnapping unless you move them from one room to another.
But I've also, and I agree with that sentiment, by the way. That is 100% the truth. You have to move them, okay?
Yes.
That's just me standing.
Yeah.
I'm standing. Is this a crime that I'm standing here? I'm sorry.
Excuse me, officer. Could you please tell me what crime I've committed today by standing in my own home?
Standing in my doorway? I'm sorry.
I thought there was going to be an earthquake, and I was told that was the safest place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is standing in the doorway and punching my own face repeatedly a crime? I don't think so.
I'd love it if you find it in your little rule book that show me that it is.
Show me headbutting a brick wall. Show me where that's a crime. Please. I've had so many girls block the door for me leaving. So many girls.
But like, you can just throw them and leave.
What they're doing is they're trapping you into beating the shit out of them.
Well, I've had that. I had a girl beat just punching me in the face.
Yeah.
Just punching me in the face.
Yeah. Tim, don't name names.
And
No, fuck this bitch. Get rid of her.
There was a bed behind me, so I picked her up and threw her on the bed
because
she wouldn't move.
You razor's edged her?
Yeah, I just fucking bam, right? But just threw her onto the bed.
Of course.
Lost her shit like I had fucking punched her in the face.
Was she a female comic?
No. This was before.
That would have been a whole fucking Me Too story about you. Because that's the thing, like this is my problem. I like to play in traffic. Like, I date almost exclusively female comics, and it's just like, I know what they're in this for. It's not going to end well.
The lawsuit?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've never heard that referred to as playing in traffic.
Yeah.
I think it's you shit where you eat.
Yeah.
No, I play in traffic. I'm like fucking... By the way, I swear to God, because my girlfriend's playing Animal Crossing, I thought Animal Crossing was like an updated version of Frogger where you had to be different animals crossing a street and like buses would come and hit them. And I found out that's not what it is.
No, it's a much shittier thing than that.
That would be an awesome game, dude. Updated Frogger.
Do you like games but wish you could never win or accomplish anything?
Yeah.
Do you want to play decorating the game?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know most of the things in your house are on the floor, but imagine if you could do it in a video game.
All right, let's talk about this real quick. A woman uses TikTok to find a guy she met on the beach in Miami. This is interesting. This is an interesting story.
Okay, so this chick was on the beach in Miami about 5 to 7 months ago. There are different accounts of this. She was playing in the water. She met a guy. She talked to him for 5 to 7 minutes.
Is there a picture of this chick?
Yeah. So here's the two of them together.
Oh, this is the guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn, that guy's pretty fucking hot.
This seems like a 90-day fiance already.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he's like, yo, damn, girl.
Yeah.
Yo, that photo specifically is like, damn, girl.
So
black guys are so cool.
Yeah.
They even took a cute picture together.
Oh, shit. Let's see.
So then, so she's
drinking. Let me see that picture. She's kind of cute. A little thick. I'd still smash. I'm counting on you.
When I see girls with asses like that, I'm like, oh, my dick's not big enough.
No, yeah, I couldn't pleasure her.
Maya Bialik is skinnier than her.
Yeah, but she's black.
Yeah.
Maya Bialik's a big, fat Jewish lady. Like, that's like,
the blacks of the whites.
I mean, she's like a thick black chick with a big booty.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, hey. Like, Maya Bialik's like, oh, let's eat some fish.
I have a PhD in neuroscience.
Fuck off, Maya Bialik, you bitch. She does, right?
Or some aerospace PhD or some shit.
Yeah. When celebrities go and get their fucking degrees afterwards, ooh. Ooh, nothing grinds my gears like that. You did your thing already, fuckface. You don't need to go and...
Knowledge for knowledge's sake, loser.
Remember when Tommy Lee tried to go back to college? Oh, it made me so furious.
I'd love to see you see Natalie Portman on the street.
Are you comparing Maya Bialik getting a PhD
to Tommy Lee going to community college?
Tommy Lee trying to get a GED.
A community college and a reality show. Yes. Both of them
typical
made me...
Typical celebrity.
They made me equally furious, both of them. the show rules. So, all right. So what happened with this now? So she missed connection. This used to be on Craigslist, if you guys remember.
Oh, yeah.
Any old school New Yorkers, misconnections was a category on Craigslist.
Don't they still have that?
Yeah, they do.
No. Please pull up misconnections. I would love it. I would love to see it.
Misconnections is the best.
But you wouldn't even need misconnections now. So there was no social media really back then. It was so limited to social media back then. Craigslist misconnections was like... I guess somehow you describe them well enough that somebody would know it's fucking crazy.
And that they're also looking through misconnections.
Yeah, I used to put on like red lipstick and like sit on the train with my legs open just trying to get written up.
I smelled you from a train away.
The first one says, "Dad looking for the younger man that used to visit me."
Whoa.
That's some weird gay shit. Go ahead. What does it say? Click on it now. I want to see. "Dad looking for a very young special man that used to visit me on a regular basis. When you had to leave, we made arrangements for you to contact me when you return. Perhaps your complete stats and current picture of yourself were included, as well as where you are on Staten Island when you returned. This is the only way I'm positively verified that it's you." What the fuck?
He just wants pics of young dudes.
I don't know. I think if I take care of Shannon's cat, I can solve this mystery.
You probably can.
You and the cat together could probably solve
this. This is Tim's biggest employment opportunity. He's like pushing so hard
Shannon,
to get $100 a day.
$600 for Tim. You wouldn't let Tim do it?
If my cousin says no, and if Micah thinks he can do a good job, I would consider it.
Is he good with cats, Micah?
Yeah, well, my cat doesn't like him, but but he loves her, and he is gentle.
I am gentle.
He is a gentle little beta.
Yeah. I'm a gentle little beta fucking.
I don't know why I like Micah trashing you so much. It really makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh, too.
If I were you, I would punch her directly in the skull.
Listen, I'm a giant.
You gotta fucking stand up for yourself, doggy. This is wild. I would never let my girlfriend talk to me this way.
Do you let your girlfriend pay two-thirds of the rent?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. If my girlfriend paid two-thirds of the rent, she could do whatever the fuck she wanted to do.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. Two-thirds?
Yeah.
You pussy.
She has a good job. I have no jobs. I still pay a third.
This is why it gets out of control.
Yeah.
You allowed this to happen.
But I like it. I don't give a fuck. I'm a giant retard.
He didn't allow shit. I allowed it to happen.
Micah rules.
I bought him and he's mine and we can do what we want with him.
Real ass dude of the week, Micah Fox. Let's go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. He's a real ass dude.
Shannon, are you keeping track of all the real ass dudes of the weeks?
I am. I am in anticipation of
every one of them, not
having to do something crazy at the end of the year instead of the real ass.
Every one of them.
Yeah, we haven't had that many this year.
I've had a few. This is the third one.
I just said this is only the third week of the year, so we got plenty of time.
Oh, right. I guess I could have deduced that.
Your fans don't keep a wiki, a real ass dude of the week.
They should keep a real ass wiki. They don't do any of that shit. I don't even think there's a Wikipedia page for me.
Oh, no.
Fucking scumbags.
Oh, you're on the other version.
What is it?
It's Wikipedia.
Sex.
By the way, when I search Louis J. Gomez Wikipedia, Big J. Okerson Wikipedia comes
Motherfucker.
Up.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
I'm even writing his digital coattails.
Be happy it's not a picture of Fortune Feimster, like some people when you Google him.
Close the Legion of Skanks pod. Who is Louis J. Gomez? Shannon, no, click on that. Who am I? Go back. Who is he?
Gay super hunk, Louis J. Gomez.
He's a comedian, a writer, and a podcaster, and a producer. He hosts the wildly popular Legion of Skanks podcast with his best friends, Big Jerkerson and Dave Smith.
Wow, how long is this from?
His television appearances include NBC's Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central's Roast Battle, True TV's Comedy Knockout, and more. Wow, that's my bio.
What?
That's just my bio.
You wrote that.
I wrote that. I wrote that out.
Reading it like for the very first time.
I stink. I bet you Dylan's bio. Dylan, can we please read your bio? Can we read your bio? Actually, I'm going to read your bio. I'm going to wait for Skanks. We're going to read your bio on Skanks. Because I have a feeling Dylan's bio just fucking, oh my God, dude. I mean, how many adjectives do you use about yourself? A lot, guaranteed. Actually, wow. Fuck it. Pull it up right now. Send Shannon your bio. We're not even going to wait for Skanks. Trashing Dylan was originally a Real Ass Podcast show, and I don't know why, or a Real Ass Podcast bit, and I don't know why that we are giving that to Skanks.
You're moving it to a bigger platform for Dylan? This is big right. for Dylan.
Well, Dylan, we were trashing Dylan the other day. He was in the Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson Guys We Fuck trailer. One of the cringiest things I've ever seen was Christina and Corinne making out with Dylan and Justin Silver. Have you seen this?
No.
It's wild. And the reason it sucks so bad is because Christina and Corinne, what they're going for is like, they're like, look, we're fucking 230-something bitches and we can still make out with hot young dudes. And it's this dweeb who's not a hot young dude.
These are not bad looking though.
No,
I mean,
they
I'd
have
fuck
money.
Them.
They could buy someone hot.
Yeah, they get a hot muscly. Here's what they should have had a muscly guy come in.
Yeah.
Corinne should have kissed him. He leans over to Christina. Christina deeply kisses him. They push him out of the way. A hot chick comes in. They both kiss. Yeah. Like, that was the trailer. That's what they're going for.
And then what happens, Lewis?
You, this guy, this fucking dweeb. And then Justin, who, like, is the hottest out of the Legion of Skanks friends. Yeah. But that's, like, it. He's not actually.
Look at this ripped 48-year-old.
No, you got to go outside of the family.
It's infuriating. The whole thing was off. It was. And Dylan thinks that he's like, well, look, it's getting me attention. Like, no, dude, it stinks.
Is that a credit on your modeling resume?
Yeah, he really thinks he thinks he's hot.
I don't think he's bad looking.
He's got a nice chin, nice strong chin.
He's good looking.
Yeah.
But he's not good looking like to play a hot guy on television. He wouldn't be casted as a hot guy.
Especially to an audience who knows how dumb he is.
I hope you get into casting. It's all Mr. Universes and just.
He would not be a hot guy.
Supermodels.
He would not be a hot guy. Oh, yeah. Pete Davidson wouldn't be a hot guy. He is, apparently.
He is, though. Here's the thing. Christina, they don't like the big, muscly guys anyway. They like the pretty-faced, skinny guys.
Yeah, they're not gay like you, Lewis. They don't like fucking big, muscly dudes.
Do you want to play the trailer?
It's just fucking Kai Greene.
Yeah.
It's fucking black muscle on top of muscle.
Do you want to play the trailer?
No, we already did it.
Let's read Dylan's bio.
Dylan J. Negri. Dylan J. Negri, pronounced Negri. Why? Because people kept on calling you the N-word? From self-taught videographer to full-time comedian.
Wow.
Full-time means you pay all your rent doing that, Dylan?
He's not a full-time comedian.
Oh.
He's not even a full-time producer.
Oh, it's aspirational bio.
I don't think he's full-time anything.
He's going to full-time comedian.
He's got five part-time jobs. None of them are comedian.
Hey.
How much money did you make being a comedian in 2021? Less than $2,000. I guarantee it. I guarantee it was less than $2,000.
Was it less than $5,000?
Yes. Are you out of your mind? He opened up for fucking Derek Gaines and Dave Temple once.
Oh, so you made $75.
They made less than $5,000 in comedy. Jesus Christ. Psychotic. At 19, Dylan dropped out of college.
Dylan made a pack of watermelon gushers.
At 19, Dylan dropped out of college and bought a one-way ticket to live on his sister's couch in New York City. After 2 years of working at bars, Dylan was found by We found you.
Bars is capitalized, too.
Also, sisters is missing an apostrophe. Bars is capitalized for no reason.
Maybe Bars is the name of the gay club you worked at.
Let's see. Bah, 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 bah,
Dylan
bah, bah.
Was found by Gas Digital
we
Podcast
found him.
Network.
Wow, you found him at the bar.
As a intern.
Full-time producer.
And then he got a job as a full-time producer, which is also not true. This is full of just lies and fucking...
producer capitalized.
Misconceptions. Now 24.
Jesus.
Dylan just passed 4 years into comedy. Wait a minute. This bio started before you did comedy? Oh, sorry, when you moved here.
Yes.
Now 24, Dylan just passed 4 years into comedy, and during his quote-unquote comedy anniversary, he was performing at Skankfest South Comedy Festival. A week later, he was on New York Comedy Festival. Did you write this?
I would go with the bottom of this where it says who wrote it.
Oh, who the fuck is Danny Oliverio?
And is that person illiterate?
Is he a retarded person?
It's like
that sentence is not a sentence. Now 24.
Is this like a fake writer he hired? Like Trump has like a fake assistant?
Dude, look up the name Danny Oliverio. It's fucking Dylan in a fucking.
Yeah, it's what Corinne calls him when he's in his gimp outfit.
I'm calling him Danny Oliverio from now on.
Wait, you're missing how bad the last sentence of this is. The last sentence of this is atrocious. Got read it. Somebody get it.
All right, I got it. Dylan Negri is one of the fastest rising young comics, and it has to do with his offstage energy as well as his onstage energy.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
His offstage energy.
Ew, dog.
He's really fun in the green room. He doesn't shit in my toilet.
I would change this to I suck, and that's it.
Yeah, but that's your bio.
That is. Oh, yeah, that's my bio.
You have two options as a young comedian, right? Or as a comic for a bio, right?
Have humility or blow yourself up.
Yes.
Either you have a bunch of credits that are in your bio because it's legitimate and you fucking have a bio, right? Or if you don't, make it funny. Don't try to turn chicken shit into chicken salad because there's nothing there. You should literally be like Dylan is a 24-year-old stand-up comedian. He still stinks, but he's trying. That should be your whole fucking bio. And that would be, it would be funny. It would have a little bit of humility. It would fucking be self-deprecating. But whatever this is, also having it the name of the person who wrote, like, that person can't write for shit.
Yeah, it makes it sound like he was written up, in which case you should take a PDF of the write-up and put that there.
Wait, go back to it, because I want you to realize that this is not a sentence. This one sentence is actually not a sentence. Now 24, Dylan just passed 4 years into comedy, and during his comedy anniversary, he was performing at Skankfest South Comedy Festival. A week later, he was on New York Comedy Festival. That's not actually a sentence. That's like three partial sentences.
Yeah, and also, it's like a real sad brag. Like, he did one thing, and then a week later, he did another show.
It was only because they were both running those festivals a week apart, coincidentally.
Yeah. One week, he was at his company's festival. The next week, he was probably at a thing Mike Harrington booked.
They call him Dylan Two Festivals.
Dylan is not happy. Dylan's starting to make the face of when Dylan's getting sad.
Oh, no.
He's doing a tiny little bit of a smile, but it is everything inside of him is being forcing this. Dylan, also, you need to take a beating once in a while.
Also, it never says whether or not he gets off of his sister's couch.
You could talk.
To be continued.
Go on microphone if you're going to talk. We can't hear you.
My old bio, when I first started, I wrote my biggest accomplishment. It was like Tim McLaughlin's biggest accomplishment was getting into the Boston Comedy Festival, bombing, and then driving out 13 hours
Yes. Tim gets it.
Yeah.
It was the wrong sound effect, but it doesn't matter.
This is good for me.
Micah loves my sound effects.
I love it. I wish the show was more sound effects.
I don't believe me. It usually is.
I love sound effects.
We're
so
talking
much.
Too much, guys. More sound effects. Is Dylan sad now? Dylan, relax. Get
is there a sound effect
Dylan,
of a baby
come
crying?
Dylan, come in. Oh, dude, did we do that last time? When Dalton was on, did we specifically do a baby crying sound effect every time Dylan would talk? And that's what set him off.
Oh, man.
It set him off to the point where I don't think he ever genuinely recovered from that episode. But I think he's actually a funnier, better person because of it.
Yeah, we're giving you these beatings. It's like an Excel course.
Oh, thank you so much.
In getting funnier.
Come here. Dylan, come in here.
No one ever gets funnier by people being like, you know what's good? Everything you do.
Dylan, come. He's not going to come. Dylan, if you don't come at this point, it really looks bad. I got to be honest with you. You got to just fucking come in. Here, go over there. Go over there and be on the microphone for a minute. Come here.
Oh. I think my uncle calling me a worthless fag my entire life has made me fucking strong.
Here's the thing, Dylan, you need to know.
Elliot, you said you were like, you need to have a beating every once in a while. Do it every week.
No, not every week. That's not true.
It's Legion of Skanks. It's a real ass podcast. You have a podcast 3 days a week to shit on me.
Can I tell you why?
Those are the splits. Those are the training splits you need to go under.
You need to, look. Dylan, it's because I like you.
Yeah, it is, though.
If you just stunk and I didn't like you,
you'd be one of the 50 people that worked here for 3 weeks, and they're like, what happened to that faggot?
Dylan, we
know where this faggot is. He's right here.
Dylan, you are funny. You are a likable dude. I'm just watching you regularly...
Fuck up.
Just dunk on yourself. You dunk on yourself regularly, and I'm like, oh, that's not what a... anybody that we respect would
someone
do.
Started Dylan posting L's Twitter.
Oh, dude, Dylan posting L's is fucking hilarious.
Starting with his bio.
We need to just trash you a little bit because you start to get too, like,
you're happy.
Maybe, yeah. You need to not be that happy.
You're not wrong.
You do get too happy. You get comfortable. You get like
you feel yourself too much. It sounds
you start
like.
Feeling yourself too much.
So not everyone can hate themselves, dude.
No, you don't need to hate yourself. But
if you want to get good, if you want to be better at comedy and get respect from anybody in comedy that is going to want to be around you or like you, like Andrew Schultz, in spite of his energy and personality, everyone likes him. But he is the exception, not the rule. You can't do what Andrew Schultz does. It's crazy. Like, I love Andrew Schultz. It's crazy that people like and respect him because what he is, it's an anomaly. He's a fucking dumb wigger. We should hate him. We should hate dumb wiggers. And Andrew would agree with that. He would go, yes, we should all hate dumb wiggers. But Andrew's funny and charming and likable, and I really like him. I genuinely consider Andrew a friend. You're not going to go down that path. There's not room for two of those guys,
Dylan,
in the world, dude.
Don't listen to Lewis. Prove him wrong. Do the opposite.
The dumbest, wiggeriest wigger there ever.
That's right.
Be.
Start wearing a do-rag.
I'm not trying. You said this before about Andrew. I'm not trying to be Andrew Schultz. I'm not trying to be Pete Davidson.
One time he did a video and he went, fashion. I swear to God. He did the video and he never mentioned Schultz in it. Did you not?
Never mentioned Schultz.
Get the fuck out. Nah, I'm done with you.
I did it on Realist Podcast, by the way.
I know. It's a nightmare. Please, for the love of God.
Dylan, I like you.
I love Dylan. The only reason I give him shit is because, here's the thing, Paco, we don't give Paco as much shit because, number one, he's talented. Number two, he's quiet. He's not cocky. He is cocky, but it's a different type of cockiness. He was also canceled for rape, so he really doesn't have many options.
That's tough.
So, if he didn't have a rape cancellation.
Like real rape or statutory?
Neither. It was like, you know, the bitch says it was rape.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Paco's got Asian confidence, which you don't register as real confidence.
Yeah. No, Paco.
Oh, like, yeah, like when they're a cop and you're like, not really, though. Can you call a real police officer, sir?
What, are you going to hand me that ticket with chopsticks?
Paco, when you tell Paco he stinks, he just kind of like laughs and goes, yeah, I know. And that's like it.
That's
as tough. You should. But Dylan, he does a laugh like he's saying like, yeah, I know. But you see on his face, he's like, nah, I don't stink, dog. I'm about to pass you in this business. That's like every time. Right there. Look.
There,
there it is. Like, nah, dog. Wait and see, Lewis. You'd be in my dust.
He risked it all to sleep on his sister's couch. You think he can't take you up down?
It's like when me and fucking my buddy Sheen just rag Jeff R. Curry all day, and he gets so riled up, and he's like, why do you guys continue to do this? And it's like, because you get so mad.
Shannon, do me a favor. Can you edit out the name Jeff R. Curry?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, and he doesn't get to just be mentioned on my podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who the fuck? Jeff R. Curry, a plug on my podcast?
I'm sorry. I mean, Jeff A.
Sorry, Tim was name-dropping nobodies.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me pick that up.
Yeah, no, Dylan, you're just, you just got to think you stink a little more. No,
he's like, I do think I stink. I fucking do.
I think I stink more than anyone does here.
He's like, dude, nobody's doper at stinking than me. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he is mad now. Though.
He is mad now. He gets mad at me. I take it too far. Because he can only fake laughing at having his balls busted for like 10-minute periods at a time. And then on the 11th minute, he starts to go, fuck, dude, this is really grinding my gears.
As much as he's mad at you now, you are doing the Lord's work. This is going to make him better in the end.
It is going to make him better.
I think even getting him trapped in Jamaica.
Yeah, getting him trapped in Jamaica.
Yeah, this is all like, we all used to just bust each other's balls. Nobody fucking, people were so mean. I remember one time my girlfriend cheated on me when it was like I was friends with Big J and I was like a really young comic when we just started being friends. And we were going on like a road trip for like 2 hours. And it was him and Nate, like Metzger or somebody. And the whole ride, they were just talking about how she was getting fucked by this other guy that she cheated on. And just coming up with ways and visualizing it. And it was her. But
and now look at him, totally normal around women.
Dude, I remember when I started in Indianapolis, I was the I hosted like the open mic, and I was a host at the comedy club, you know, and I would book the open mic, and I went up and hosted the open mic, and this kid made fun of me after my hosting set. It was the very first time on stage. He called me like fat, unfunny Seth MacFarlane or something. And I was like, ah, that's not bad. And then I'm smoking a cigarette outside, and he was like, hey man, that was really fun. I go, yeah, it was fun. It was fun making fun of the host who books the fucking show and has any say whether or not you come back to this club. I guess that's real fucking fun, huh? And he like started crying and was going to his
car.
And I go, dude, I'm kidding. What I'm the fuck? Are you fucking serious?
Dude, by the way, I was half unsure if Tim's story was going to be him saying he's kidding or him being like, no, that's what happened.
And he never worked again.
No, you can pile on Tim all goddamn day.
Oh, yeah. You can fucking make fun of me all day.
Nobody takes
I make a career out of getting made fun of by my friends. It's a whole thing. So I won't feel bad for you, Dylan. Okay, you're good looking, you're good at 2K, and that. What'd you say? And now he's mad. He's not going to come teach me how to play 2K today. Dylan, if you bail on 2K training,
Wait, you're getting an education after you became famous, Lewis? Disgusting.
You did your thing already. What do you need video games for?
Doug, if you fail my 2K training, it's on. Oh my God, I dare you.
Is this one of your part-time jobs, is training Lewis in fucking NBA 2K? Yes.
Somebody needs to update their bio. Comedian, videographer, NBA 2K trainer.
Oh, I mean, people have been offering to come to my home and teach me this game, and I don't trust my fans to give them my home address.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I'm terrible at that game.
Oh, I'm so bad. I've gotten worse. Like the more I get into it, the worse I become. Like they're like, all right, dude, now you got to turn on automatic coaching where they're gonna call the plays for you. I'm like, cool. And all these lines show up on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? It was like, it's awful. And I'm gonna have to take a gun in my ass for this. So we'll see what happens.
Wait,
you don't come to train me today, you're not at Skankfest Vegas. Just so you know, you think you have the ultimate bargaining chip? You think you have the ultimate bargaining chip? Get the fuck out of here, doggy. You're gonna take your ball and go home? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll really go there. The time of your life, the greatest weekend of your life. You won't get another one. It'll be in your next bio. He was not at Skankfest Vegas.
So rude.
All right. So, Shannon, we never finished the TikTok story with the girl.
Right. So she met the guy. She was kind of drunk, and she says that he gave her his number, and she didn't save it because she was so drunk. And now, several months later, she's using TikTok to find the guy. Do you want to pause for a moment?
That's where we got. That's what we got into, because with social media now, there's no point for Craigslist casual encounter.
Right.
It would be better to simply.
No. You're saying misconnections. Casual encounters is for just fucking.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I tried to do casual encounters 1,000 times, and it worked once.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I encountered a big, fat black woman. And,
and she was all like, hey.
Yeah, dude. She fucked me in my – I was working at a gym on 34th Street and 9th Avenue. It was like a little Moroccan-themed, like, high-end gym. It was my first gym job ever. I don't even consider this
a real job. Moroccan themed. It sounds like a fucking bar that you said you were.
No. It was a gym. It was really nice, actually. It was a beautiful gym. And I would literally just sit in my office and look at porn and try to set up casual encounters. And this fucking big black lady came and met me finally. And I was like, come meet me in my office. We'll just fuck. No questions, no words. And then she came. She met me. Fucking fucked her. And then I remember she left. My boss came in the office afterwards because he was like, why would this 350-pound black woman want to come to this high-end Moroccan gym? This makes no sense. And then it stunk so badly. Her pussy made the office.
Oh. Is this gym's Moroccan? Don't come and knock.
Oh, a true king.
A true king. Doggy, it was, and yeah, my boss was like, what is this smell in here? And I was like, I don't know, dude. Yeah, she had a weird smell. And that was that, yeah.
I don't know, dog. She had a weird smell.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, she did not buy a membership.
A raise for you, Lewis.
She had the odor of someone who would fuck me off of casual encounters.
Do I remember they were the wife of the guy was like writing like an advertisement for like the Village Voice or something where it was like, you know, and I remember she was like from like, she was from England or like was from England, her family's from England and lived in Morocco or something, but she wrote the word whilst like in the thing. And I knew whilst was a word. I just told her, I was like, yeah, nobody would really, like, we just wouldn't use that here. Like, that's crazy. Like, nobody, you just write while, you know? And I remember she was like, and I was like, nah, no, you can't, whilst. And she was just like, and then she put it in the paper anyway.
Sounds British as hell. That's some upscale shit.
It was upscale, yeah. All right, you know what? Let's do it. Does it live before we get out of here, Shannon?
Wait, we didn't finish the
story.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. I hate the story. It's not good.
Okay, go here's the TikTok that she sent out to try to find the guy.
Let's see.
Who took those photos?
So she said
I'm counting on y'all. Oh, I get it. I don't know what counting on y'all meant, but it was just Ebonics. She was writing Ebonics without the L.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm counting on y'all. Go ahead.
Okay, so she posted that, and then she was contacted.
Did it go viral?
Yes, she had like over 4 million views on it.
Wow.
So then she was contacted by who we believe to be his wife, and I'll show you the conversation.
Yes.
Sis, I'm so sorry. I had no clue something like that would happen. I wish the best for you and your kids. I won't be reaching out to him. It's not your fault. He didn't care. So please believe me, I'm not about to. But thank you for posting this. Everything done in the dark will always come to the light. Oh, that's some fucking...
And she said, Beyonce don't delete lyrics. The video.
Can you not delete the video? I don't want him lying about this, too. No problem, I won't. Ooh.
So then he posted a TikTok video.
Let's see.
And he has a little bit of a different story.
Come on, doggy. I'm rooting for this guy right now. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
I helped this drunk fat bitch out the water because she couldn't swim.
Man, sharks was in there.
Go ahead.
All right. So who am I concerned? The ball here, beer guy.
Oh, he's out there slinging dick.
Yeah.
Next to Cheetah Print that's floating around. And I wasn't even going, I wasn't going to comment to anything. Honestly, because I know the truth, everything that happened, but little Miss Cheetah is really trying to run off this clout that she got from completely capping. So, it's time for the truth.
Can someone explain what he's saying?
I think that so far he's just said, let me explain to you what really happened.
Dear God.
It's been a 1 minute long, let me explain to you what really happened here.
Is he preaching in a jail? Just fucking get to it.
Well, he also said,
long story short.
Yeah.
Long story short, this bitch is trying to get all the clout off her video.
Yeah,
what he's saying
He's saying she's trying, it's like there's some little chick out there, she's trying to. But he's got to tell the truth now.
Clout chasing asshole.
He's got to tell the truth.
Tim, will you give white translations throughout the video? Thank you.
I think this short.
Too late.
Ma'am. We.
The black community.
In Miami. We had a 5 minute convo. About 5, 6, 7 minutes. 7 at the most. 5 months ago. Have not talked, came in contact.
Pause it.
None of that.
Can I be honest with you? He's making a lot of sense. When you step back, right?
He hasn't made sense at all.
He makes a lot of sense. Here's what he's saying. He was like, bitch, 5 months ago, we spoke for 5 minutes on a beach somewhere, and now you're fucking up my life, and I'm not even involved with you. But he fucks. He can't say this.
They were flirting in that video.
100%.
Yes.
He cheats on his wife all the time. Yeah. Here's the point.
Biceps like that to not cheat on your fucking wife.
He cheats on his wife all the time. But here's what's going on with him. He's doing this, because I see it on his face. He's going, I didn't fuck you. I'm not taking the heat for not actually fucking you.
But that's
crazy.
He gave her his number. She just didn't save it. So he was planning to fuck her.
No, so he's going to say otherwise.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's like, I gave you my prison number.
Wait, hold on a second. One of his hashtags is baller alert.
He is a baller. He's a baller.
I didn't know that.
Hey, nothing. I didn't even know your name until all of this like transpired and you sent this crazy video.
It was crazy. From his perspective, this crazy bitch just took a video of us. He didn't even know they were filming. Her crazy friend, it's the first time this fat chick has talked to a hot guy in her life. So her friend's like, ooh, I gotta film this. And now they're gonna go and make it viral. And it's creating some messiness. And look, that's one of his other hashtags, messy TikTok.
Yeah.
Some messiness in his life for his family. He keeps his shit in check. When he cheats, he makes sure it doesn't fuck up with his home life. He makes sure his kids don't find out. He makes sure his wife doesn't find out. He respects his wife to make sure that it does not fall into her life.
Till today.
But it's not even like he's cheating. This is the point. This is why it's infuriating.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, you know, a black guy's got his back against the wall. He's like, the events which transpired henceforth.
Second you drop transpired, it's guilty as charged.
Yeah, anytime they talk like a lawyer, they're either talking to a cop or...
The same guy who wrote the speech wrote Dylan's bio.
Donny Oliveras?
Donias Oliveras.
Again, 5 minute convo 5 months ago in 2021, August.
Oh, he's throwing numbers out. I was trying to confuse everyone.
2022. And you want to find the guy that you made a connection with in 5 minutes. Weird.
I would hit you.
But
bitch, if you were in front of me, I would headbutt you in your face.
Now, the video you made, you definitely edited it and sliced it.
I knew it.
In a good way to depict whatever the hell you trying to prove or say, whatever. But some of the stuff you said, well, one thing you said was right. I did come up to you, you know?
I said, bitch, you look hungry. You want some of these french fries? I got leftover french fries. I didn't want them.
I knew one of his excuses to his wife was like, you know how editing is. They can make it look like anything.
Oh, that's CGI, baby. Oh, no, baby. They got an editor in there. They got a CGI editor.
Every TikTok like avatar now, girl.
They use the Muslim beard face filter.
Oh, baby, I wasn't even smiling. That's crazy. That's crazy. They got one of those TikTok smile filters.
They yassified it sharp.
I did come up to you. You know, I was already enjoying myself in the ocean.
You know, I thought you were a killer whale. I was like, look at this killer whale. I found a killer. You can pet it and feed it.
Killer whales?
It was a woman.
Killer whales are leopard now.
Is this bitch free willing?
Oh, we got free willing. Look, Willie's up on the beach. Oh, it's a woman. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm married.
I want to see you jump over that little white boy. But turn it out as a woman. I said, goddamn.
And God's blessings upon me as the sun shone upon my bald head. Then you wobbled your ass down to the
water. Wobbled, yes. This guy rules. God damn it, I really wish I didn't give Mike a real ass dude of the week already. Damn it, sir, you would have been in the running.
Well, a couple feet away from me, whatever. You know, you was taking pics with your girl. I guess your girl was taking pics with whatever. So, you know, I'm in my iPhone. I'm like, ooh.
Tim, I missed everything for the past 20 seconds.
Yeah. So he's in there. He's like, damn, fam, I'm having a good time in the ocean. Woo, woo, woo. The water's all up on me. I can still stand. I'm not going to go any deeper than this.
You know, walked up to you, introduced yourself, had my hand out. You know, I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. I try to feed you a whole salmon. She wouldn't eat it.
You know, nothing serious. Whoa, whoa, whoa. definitely did the double high five that you interlocked the little fingers with.
Wait, go back.
What's up,
go
what
back.
Was
whoa,
that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was quick.
I think it ended right there. Hold on.
No way.
Maybe that was supposed to be the.
The thumbnail?
Thank you.
Let me close out of this and see. Oh.
Yeah, it is supposed to be the thumbnail.
Oh, there it goes.
Let's see.
Is that he just crossed out her face?
I mean, but
look sad the man in the back is.
He's so, like, that was my way.
So no bitches for me.
I think we maybe missed this somewhere along the way, but in the article it says that he said he never gave her his phone number.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. So, see, that thing is like, he's taking a picture, right? She's really leaning in. He's fucking like, what are you doing in that moment? Like, I believe this guy. Here's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know if he's trying to fuck this chick. He was being flirty. He was on the beach. He's in Miami. He's doing his thing. You know.
Yeah.
You can flirt a little bit.
When you're drunk in the water, you'll talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Micah's credit card is still at a Jimmy Buffett's
in Margaritaville. Fort Lauderdale.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to pick that up for me.
But, I mean, this guy for sure cheats on his wife.
Oh, 100%.
For sure cheats on his wife, but he just did not cheat with his woman.
He did not cheat.
And he's like, I'm not losing all this for all the times I cheated and got away with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what happens is when you're a liar, because I know the way his mind works. When you're a liar.
I know these games he plays. I play them myself.
He's really like, he starts to believe his own shit, right? He's like, he's holding on to this kernel of truth, which is he did not cheat on this chick. This is 5 months ago. It is actually kind of bad shit that she would put this video out. From if he was single, right, and this is just a cute viral TikTok video, right? But because this messiness caused problems in his life, now he gets to sort of paint this like she's a crazy woman, and it does come off that way when you look at it through that lens. So I think that this guy,
it's unfortunate.
Not guilty at all. And honestly, he'll be fine. He'll be able to, enough evidence has been presented and enough of the facts are in front of him that he can get off. This isn't going to be an issue.
Yeah.
He worked it all. He had enough time, by the way, because like if his woman would just come to him and like, what is this? So what happened in Miami? That's what she should have done. There should have been no mention of a TikTok video. If his wife wanted to find out some shit, she'd be like, I'm going to give you one chance right now. What happened in Miami? And then he'd be like, oh, shit. He'd probably start thinking about the chick that he actually fucked in Miami. And he'd slip up. And he'd slip up.
Oh, that bitch? Nah, baby.
Nah, she didn't mean nothing to me, baby.
For his sake, because there's a few ways this could have gone. Hopefully, he saw it first.
Yeah.
Because the worst case scenario isn't that she saw it first. It's that a bunch of her friends saw it first.
Yes.
And sent it to her. And then that sounds like the scariest thing ever.
It's even from that interaction, though, you can tell she's already caught him cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
of course.
So it's kind of moot. You know what I mean? She's caught him cheating. She's already got her eye out for him. I don't know why she let him go to Miami to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they live in Miami.
Oh, good point.
He was just at the beach.
Good point. All right, look, let's wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. I love having you guys on the show. Tim McLaughlin, Micah Fox, great hang. Go support their podcast right now. Go download it, subscribe to it, do all that shit. And we'll be back on Monday. Zach and Miko running the show this Monday while we're in Jamaica. Right, guys?
Whoa.
Right, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Dylan's not even looking at you
Dylan
anymore.
Won't look at me anymore. It's over. He's furious. He's so mad. Dylan, how about this? I'll rewrite your bio for you.
That's nice.
I will take my time and rewrite your bio.
Dylan we'll is the dope. Gayest faggot who ever sucked a dick.
Dylan is the gayest faggot that has ever sucked a dick is his new bio.
Written by Danny Oliverio Jr.
All right, look, we're out. We'll be back on Monday. We'll be back on Friday. I apologize. We taped yesterday. Friday show, remember, 11 a.m. Thank you for subscribing, supporting, and all that shit. Until next time, good night.
That's all, folks.